So great to be learning together, Sharei Raz, Svarik Tshuva of the week. And this week I wanted to speak about a little bit of an unusual topic, but I think it's important to address. I wanted to speak about just a few reflections on the death of Demaryius Thomas. Now, who in the world is that? As many of you are asking. Well, he was a football player who died at the age of 33 prematurely. It's a tragedy that he died at such a young age. People spoke highly of him as a very decent person, just besides being a very talented athlete. And it's an enormous tragedy that he died at this age. And I read that he had complications with seizures, and it was because of a car accident. But I can't help thinking that the pounding that he took as a wide receiver, where you're being tackled by these defenders who weigh more than 300 pounds, and they're trying to get everything they can to get you down, and you're trying to stay up. It seems a little bit cruelty. It also just reminds me of a friend of mine's mother. Sociologist many years ago once observed, she said that this American football, it's a lot like the gladiators in the times of the Romans. That may be even an overstatement. The gladiators in the Romans, Chazal, condemned it in the strongest terms, where the people would gather in the Colosseums and they'd see these bouts. And literally, it was to the death. These fights to the death. It was terrible. It was just terrible. And people got their thrills out of watching killing other people. Just horrible. Just absolutely, absolutely horrible. What was going on in these Roman Colosseums. You should find this reflected Mishneiot and Masechet Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to help the Romans build their Colosseums, the basilicas, where you have these awful, awful events. So is that woman, my friend's mother really correct in saying that's modern day gladiators? We're seeing, people hurting each other. Now, it's this, you know, people dying because of a football game or even becoming, really severely injured, such as to the extent where they become invalids. This is something that is rare. There's protective gear, so it may be an overstatement, but it's an overstatement to say that my friend's mother made to say that. That is like the gladiators, but still, there's suffering. There really is suffering. I saw this in two different occasions. That I was once Masadar again in the house for somebody who, a gentleman walked in who was a former college football player. And the poor man literally came in a walker. The man was in his 30s in a walker because his spine was crushed as a result of his playing football. And he had to go around in a walker, which was terrible. I visited a famous football player named Jim Marshall, and I was in Minneapolis a bunch of years ago. And the poor man, you know, suffers day in, day out. It's just pounding headaches all day long as a result of his football years. So there's something to it where you're watching football and you're enjoying. And while these people who are making an awful lot of money, but they really are suffering. There's a lot of suffering that's going on. So is it something that we shouldn't be watching? Is it something that, as a child of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we shouldn't be watching? So this is something, a conversation I had with my younger son, Hillel. I asked him, well, okay, he felt very, very upset, rightfully so, at, Demaryius Thomas's early passing. And so he said, okay, so this is something that it's horrible to watch. Just like Rav Avad Yosef's tshuva about bullfighting. I mentioned that Rav Avad said it's asur for Jews to be watching bullfights. It's asur to attend the games, to attend such a terrible event of cruelty to animals, unnecessary danger to the matadors. And he felt, Rav Avad compared it to the Noda B'Yudah, Rav Yechezkel Landau said about bullfighting, about hunting, that it was not a Jewish thing to do. This is something for Esav, so, and Nimrod, hunting. That's not what a Jew should be doing unless it's a living. There's no other way to make a living. It's one thing, but it's another thing to be risking your lives and be just a wanton cruelty just for sport, shooting animals. That's not something that Jews do. That's Esav-like behavior. It's Nimrod-like behavior that Jews should avoid. And Rav Avadya said the same thing with bullfighting. I think the same thing applies to boxing. I think that's a horrible, horrible sport. Just it's a whole sport in which you're trying to see two human beings trying to knock each other unconscious, and it's horrible. That people spend months in the hospital after boxing. Is football fall into that? Is it that bad? That's the question. Well, Hillel thinks not, because most of the players will be fine after the game, after they retire. Not completely convinced of that. There are some people who do suffer, and that's because there are some exceptionally wild players. But those players are eventually make their they have they're eventually thrown out of the league, and they're booed. People don't like them because they're mean. That's the argument that my younger son Hillel makes, that it's not quite the gladiators, not bullfighting, it's not boxing, and most of the guys are going to be okay. Most of the players will be fine, and you know, I don't know. I'm not so convinced of it. Hillel pointed out a tshuva that I like to quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he said you're actually allowed to play ball because you're allowed to take a risk in order to earn a living. We find that Gemara Bava Metzia, that Lavo Noseat Nafsho, it's a pasuk regarding why you have to pay someone on time. Pasuk says, Lavo Noseat Nafsho, he's risking his life. He's taking a risk in a job that he has for you. You're allowed to take a risk if in a job. So Moshe Feinstein says, you're allowed to play. It seems he says, just ball. It seems he's thinking about football, even though it's a risk, but it's for a job. And okay, but if I'm not completely convinced. I'm not convinced Rav Moshe Feinstein fully understood the ramifications of football. I don't know if anybody understood in his time the long-term lingering effects on the players as a result. And even with all the padding, with all the protective gear, is this something that is that it's okay? One thing is we shouldn't be blind. And we should think about this, because we are the children of Avraham Avinu. Just like Avraham Avinu was not afraid to say that even though something's societally accepted in society, he still recognizes that it's wrong. This is not something we should be doing. We too, also Jews, should have the courage to say when something is wrong. We also have the courage to say something's wrong, and we're not intimidated. We don't just say, oh, this is what's done, it's accepted, and we go along with everybody else. We follow the herd like anybody else. That's not what Jews do. So something to think about. At the very least, I don't have simple answers here, but at the very least, one thing I'm sure about it is something to think about, whether it's really, really proper for us to be even viewing football games, to be deriving pleasure when the players themselves are suffering, sort of maaseh yadai tovim bayam atem uvrim shira, my creatures are suffering and you're enjoying, which the midrash says, Hashem says that's one of the reasons why we don't say hallel on the kriyat yam suf, the end of Pesach, and it's something that may apply here as well. Just think about it, food for thought. Wishing everybody a week with full of bracha and briyot.